Mighty John Marshall, good morning, sir. How are you making out?
Good morning, Bob. I'm great. Hope you are, too.
Yeah, so far, so good. Pretty good list for October. We have 10 records worth $100 or more. Don't do anything with your record collection until you hear what Mighty John has to say. By the way, the website, moneymusic.com, moneymusic.com. All right, Mighty John, here we roll. What do you got?
All right, at number 10, let's give it to Jimmy Buffett, his album High Cumberland Jubilee. Current value for the album up to $100. And Jimmy Buffett was one of the richest musicians with a net worth over $1 billion.
God, didn't
That's
realize
a lot of margaritas.
Yeah.
How about the Beatles? Yesterday, big hit for the Beatles with picture sleeve up to $100.
Mm-hmm.
Santana, second album for Santana, Abraxas. Now, this came with a poster. If you kept the poster or find the poster, it's worth up to $150.
Mm-hmm.
Without the poster, about $50. John Lennon had a 45 in 1970 called Mother with picture sleeve. It's currently up to $150. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, the album Echoes from 1999, current value up to $200.
Wow.
A lot of value for Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention. The Mothers of Invention album, Uncle Meat, current value up to $300.
Mm.
The Monkees, the Birds, the Bees, and the Monkees featuring Daydream Believer. Now, the value depends on whether you have a copy in stereo or mono.
Okay.
In stereo, up to $25. In mono, up to $650.
Mm.
The Birds, the Bees, and the Monkees. Elvis in Concert, 1977. The value depends on the color of the label on the record. If it's a blue record label, up to $25. But if it's a black record label on Elvis in Concert, the value jumps to $600.
Oh, boy.
How about Kiss, their first album, if you have a copy, and it does not contain Kissin' Time, it's up to $750. But if it does contain Kissin' Time, it's only
$20. Oh, well.
And number one on our list, we give it to Question Mark in the Mysterians' classic rock and roll song, 96 Tears. The value for the 45 on Pogogo Records, currently up to $800. And a couple to look for Halloween as we get close, Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London. This is a picture disc. The value is for the picture disc version up to $100.
Okay.
And look for the soundtracks from the Addams Family and the Munsters. The Addams Family soundtrack up to $150, and the Munsters soundtrack from 1964, currently up to $300.
Wow, I'll be a son of a gun. Getting back to the list, why is Question Mark and the Mysterians 96 Tears so valuable? Everybody's got a copy of that record.
Well, it's on the original label, Pogogo Records. If you have it on Cameo Records, it's up to about $25.
Oh, I see. Going back to John Lennon's mother, that was actually not about his mother, was it?
It was not about his mother. However, he did sing a song about his mother called Julia, which you'll find on what is known as the White Album.
And Jimmy Buffett was worth over $1 billion, huh?
Yes.
Wow. I mean, I knew he was extremely wealthy, but I did not know he was in that B category. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Right? As I say, a lot of margaritas.
Well, I guess so. Money Music, moneymusic.com. That is where you can find Mighty John Marshall and have any questions answered for you. Listen, thank you for that great October list, and we'll chat again in a few weeks. All righty, my man?
All right, Bob. Thanks.
You got it.